can't handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 25th. It's a Monday, 2024. Well, or whatever day they want to make it up to be, or whatever time of the year they want to say it is, or, hey, let's do some more daylight savings time. We just throw 3 or 4 hours in the calendar. Why not? We just change it up. That way you never have any balance in your life, and your circadian clock is always completely off balance. All right, guys, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I do have a special guest from here today. She's going to be coming on here in just a minute. We, over the weekend, it was just a lot of rinse and repeat, the same old thing we've kind of been doing for a long, long time. And the sad part of it is that we can't seem to make up our mind. We did go ahead and pass that $1.2 trillion bill to go ahead and supply money to the machine that's chewing the legs off of us for another few months. September 30th is a shutdown. Oh, but wait, don't we have an election like 3 or 4 days later? Oh, that's or a week later. That won't end bad, will it? No, that'll be fine. Yeah, let's do the whole negotiating the new budget or some continuing resolution going into the election cycle of November, and then that'll end well because those that have gotten voted out of office are going to continue to do what's best for you, and those that have been brought into office are going to have to go in and undo or redo what's been undone or redone. See, again, guys, this is the continuation of where we see that there's a lot of stuff in this bill that is absolutely devastating to the family unit and what we understand to be the God-centered family. We should be really be thinking about how we look at these things and let them continue on with it. It's sad that this is allowed to happen. Should never be this way, but here we are. We continue to do the same old stupid thing, expecting something different to happen, and it just doesn't. So, again, here we are. Anyway, guys, this is kind of my rundown for the what was weekend. Everything else, March Madness is going on. We have last night was... let's see. We had the transition into the new moon phase, and then we've got a solar eclipse that is not a solar eclipse coming up here in a few weeks or next week. Supposedly, we're all going to die because there's a cross and the X, and Missouri is going to fall into a hole, or they're going to use the old DARPA machine to go ahead and say, oh, by the way, that big old earthquake that we're creating there in Missouri, which just happens to be exactly how we tore apart Turkey when they would not go into Ukraine and help in the Ukrainian war. We went ahead and tore a big hole in their country. Yeah, don't worry about that. That's fine. That's just what we do. It's a normal thing. But we could go ahead and do that to ourselves, too, because, remember, we're allowed to go ahead and victimize our own population. So, anyway, those are the things I wanted to run you down on real quick. So, good to see you. Ken Rising, good to see you. Thank you here, sir, for being here. Russia sure doesn't mess around with terrorists. Well, no, they don't, but we do. It's a lot of fun if we just play along with them all the time. I don't get it, guys. We really got to get better than this. All right, I'm going to bring in my guest here. She is there. She's piddling on her phone because she was waiting for me to get done, but that's okay. I'm just giving her a hard time. good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Alexandria, and we'll go from there.
Hi, thanks for having me. So my name is Alexandra Levine. I'm a Jewish liaison, a national faith leader for President Trump. I also own my own consulting firm called LevineConsulting.co. So I've been in the political arena since 2015, just working on mostly grassroots. I currently work in legislation in Annapolis in Maryland, and also in legislation with the federal government as well, with Congress. And I'm currently working with some great candidates right now, Only America First candidates, people that support President Trump, and people that want to put our country back on track and put their constituents first.
Awesome. That is great. Now, we've known each other for a few years now. It's great to have you on the show. And I don't usually get you on the show. I usually get your candidates and things like that on. So what do I owe the honor of interviewing you this time?
Oh, I think it's a different perspective, you know, me being the political consultant or the campaign manager before that, you know, kind of delving into how the campaigns are run And also, as a political consultant, I'm independent. So I can pretty much work for any candidate now instead of working for just one specific candidate. And I work mostly on the state and federal level. So I can kind of give the audience that perspective. Also, as someone who's 100% Jewish, working in Jewish affairs and foreign affairs, being a national faithie for President Trump, I can give kind of that aspect as well about what's going on in Israel and what's going on worldwide as well.
So what are some of the, what is, so where are the candidates that you're representing? Are they mostly on the East Coast? Is that who you're representing right now?
Mostly on the East Coast, a lot of them are scattered as well. The main person that you know, and you've had him on this show, he'll be on tomorrow, is Tim Fazenbaker. He's an elected official, actually. So I was his campaign manager when he ran for Congress. We got him in as an elected official in Baltimore County, and he's doing a phenomenal job. And he is my candidate for life. I will always work for him, and he's just a wonderful person and a wonderful person to work with and work for. I'm also working with Lori Friend. She's running for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. That is an open Senate seat. That was Ben Cardin's seat. Now it's open. And I'm also working with a congressional candidate for CD2, John Thorman. He's also running in an open seat. That was incumbent Democrat Dutch Ruppersberger seat, and now that's an open seat. So those are the two main candidates right now in this 2024 cycle, is John Thorman and Lori Friend.
Well, and that's great that you're doing that. Now, let me ask you a generalized question as you're going into this. Is it, the assumption is that the legacy media, the old has-been media, you know, they're talking about, oh, the issues are the, you know, 12% over the last 4 years of increase of cost of food. Oh yeah, gas is only this high because, you know, Ukraine war. Yeah, China is causing the this. I mean, are we supposed to believe that that everybody believes it's only been a 12% increase in inflation? Are we supposed to believe that it's because of the Ukraine war that gas prices are too high? Are we supposed to believe it's because of China and supply chain issues? I mean, are people that when your candidates are going out there, is this really what they're hearing, that they believe what the rhetoric's coming out of the White House? Or do they have a different opinion about that?
Oh, my candidates have a completely different opinion about that. I mean, what's going on with the Biden administration is they're downplaying exactly what's going on, and they are not blaming themselves, they're blaming others. And it's all about accountability. And my candidates are all about holding others accountable for either voting the wrong way or for being detriments to our country or detriments to their states and their district. One thing about Tim Fazenbaker that you know is he'll call out any elected official, regardless of party, for voting the wrong way and for voting against his constituents. And that's what my candidates are doing now, is they're calling out these former elected officials or even people that are running against them and saying, look at their records. And there's nothing wrong with looking at a person's record. It is public. There's nothing wrong with calling somebody out for voting for something that is against the will of the people. And calling out Biden is something that all Republican candidates need to do. And even some independent candidates need to call out Biden too for the horrible things that he's done to this nation. And you have, again, it's about accountability. And the more that you hold your opponent accountable, whether it's your primary opponent or it's your Democratic opponent, that's what the American people want to hear. The American people want truth now. They want truth. They want to hear the truth from their candidates, what's really going on, and what the candidates are going to do to help them and make their life better.
Well, yeah, and again, this is one of those I statements I've made. Just tell me the truth, you know, and I'll figure it out. You know, I don't need you to interpret reality into what you think I want to hear. Just tell me, you know, hey, you know, the Three Gorges Dam is unstable and could cause a collapse and kills 550 million people. All right, I can deal with that. Or tell me that you're trying to collapse the dollar because there is a far better currency system that's going to allow for the accountability of corruption and other things in our financial system. Or, you know, say, hey, you know, there are a group of people that have gone out and benefited from pharmaceutical profits and things of that nature, including those that are in legislation. Let's just go out there and say it. Let's be honest with it. Let's go ahead and say one of my markers that I put out, and it's been a, in fact, I haven't checked it today because the stock market was a little bit off, but I put a marker on Raytheon, and I know a lot of people don't know who Raytheon is, but it's actually a super important company because they build the missiles and the bombs and the guidance systems and the different types of drones and things that our government is using a lot of. And I will tell you this right now, I am up. I am up. Let's see, what would that be? That's 25. I'm up, that marker is up 35% since October 9th. And you know what October 8th was. So my point is that there's a lot of people that are making money and benefiting from the chaos and the meat grinders that we've created across this globe. When I'm watching people like Raytheon make that money, just be honest about it. Hey, you know, Raytheon's running low on jobs and money, so we thought we'd just go start a war somewhere to kill a few people. You guys all right with that? Let us make that decision. But the fact that we keep trying to make these very justifiable incursions into different countries that we have no business being in, why are we in Sudan? Why are we in these other places that have, that we really, we've been there for what, 20 and 30 years and we still haven't fixed it? I mean, what are we doing here? So again, let's just be honest about what's really going on in the world around us.
Upstairs. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I 100% agree with you. You mentioned Russia before. A lot of people are speculating that Biden wants to put America into a war with Russia because of what happened. And that is insane. I mean, we have issues right now with our southern border. Secretary of State Mayorkas, he should be saying, yes, I screwed up. I'm a terrible Secretary of State. I allowed this monstrosity of these illegals coming into our country. He needs to say it. He needs to say it. And he's not saying it. He lies to the American people every single day.
Absolutely. Well, and as we go through these times, I know that it's trying for us. And I'm kind of in the boat right now. It's like, you know, why don't we just reset this whole thing? Why don't we just stop throwing bombs at everything and pull back? Because I don't know where we defaulted that the only resolution in anything, and I don't care which side of the argument you're on, whether you're on the, you know, Iraqi or Iran or Afghanistan or Russia or China, we always want to default to killing each other. And I don't know why that has to be the always the end point. Like, you know, the pharmaceuticals are just out there to kill us. We got the grocery stores out there trying to kill us. Now we got our governments out there trying to kill us. I mean, when can we just stop doing this whole kill each other thing for a minute and just see what it's like to actually not do that to each other for a while?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. 100%. 100%. But the problem is that what the Biden administration is doing is they want to cause a war with everybody. Right. And that's a problem. And it's the same thing with Israel. You know, there you have Chucky Schumer who's telling Israel what to do. He's saying, we have to do this, you have to do that. And if you don't do this, we're not going to help you. We're supposed to back and support our biggest ally, Israel. They were attacked massively by terrorists. We know this. This is proven. What Chuck Schumer and all these people need to do is back off and let the Israelis do what they need to do to annihilate the enemy once and for all. And they're also, their mission is to bring back American hostages. There are several American hostages under Hamas terrorist rule. And the IDF is trying to bring those American hostages back. So Chuck Schumer needs to be quiet. All these rhinos, all these other socialist Democrats like AOC and Rashida Tlaib need to be quiet and allow the Israelis to do what they have to do. And you know what? If Chuck Schumer and the squad can't be quiet, then they need to resign. They need to be removed from office, et cetera. Oh, no excuses. Absolutely.
Well, and that's the problem is that we're seeing now, have you with Tim and you got him in and everything, things are going well, but have you seen the true establishment as opposed to the honest candidates that are in there trying to make a difference? Have you seen that, the finger on the scale effect of the establishment, the left and right wing of the same bird?
Yeah, we do. And Tim sees that all the time in his committee, is that we have some great candidates, but then the establishment always shuts them down, or the establishment doesn't give them a voice, or the establishment doesn't want to donate to them, or the establishment doesn't want to back and support them. The establishment already has in their mind who they're going to back, who they're going to support, who they're going to fund. And they just, all of the real values just go out the window. Right. And it's like, for example, like in Maryland, there's people that filed to be delegates for President Trump for the RNC convention. The majority of them are never Trumpers. They've never supported Trump. They never gave him money. They've never backed him. And all of a sudden they're delegates for him. Wow. And they have the lowest CPAC scorecard ratings in the history of CPAC ever rating them. But all of a sudden, they're delegates for President Trump for the convention, and all of a sudden, they're going to be okay with him being president and supporting him. It's all fake news. It's all faux pas. Mm-hmm. They're pretending. It's just a pretend.
Yeah, John Kennedy, one of the guys here on the show, he says the United U.S. Representative Democrat Steny Hoyer in Maryland is a career politician who never seems to leave. Why do we let this happen? We all say the elections aren't fixed, right? Well, supposedly, I'm gonna be facetious here a little bit. We say the elections aren't fixed. We say that there is no, you know, touching or tainting of this. It's all most secure. You know, I always make the comment because Governor Kemp of Georgia said that his election was so secure and so perfect. I said, well, the only two perfect things on earth were the Georgia election and Jesus. So I guess that's where we're going to go with this. But we have to believe that our elections are just so, so perfect and nobody can go in there and do anything with mail-in ballots or touching technology and all this stuff. But we keep seeing the same old people recycle back through and literally are some of the worst human beings on earth. So is the cheat on, or am I just living in la-la land that I'm not seeing the truth and how secure this election is?
I mean, there are what they call election experts that have come out and they have all these different, you know, they have all these different election integrity groups that are trying to, you know, fix the system. And the problem is that they're like 20 years behind. They try to fix it now. They try to fix it after the cheating has already happened. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest problem right now. It's the biggest problem right now.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that, you know, that have been said that can be said about our elections. And, you know, some people say that, you know, Florida is the most secure, Texas is the most secure, and so forth and so on. But we saw so many problems in 2020 and they never fixed the problems. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go into 2024 thinking that the problems are going to be fixed, but we've never fixed the problems from 2020. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. Very interesting to watch.
Yeah. Well, and that's a sad part is that if we have hesitancy at all, and as a constitutional republic, if one of us has hesitancy or one of us feels like something is disenfranchising us or causing us to, you know, when we have people like we've had actually elected officials, this was a thing that came out during the primary, elected officials going in or primary candidates going in to vote for themselves. And they've been told that they've already voted. This tells me there's a break in the system. If you can tell me I've already voted and I haven't voted yet, I am them. Here's my driver's license. This is another thing. I here in Kansas, where I'm at, you have to show your driver's license. They scan it. They bring up your information. You have to recite your address. So there's a lot of this going on. But where I do see the fallacy is this mail-in ballot. And just like, what is it, Chicago, is it, or Pennsylvania, that's still trying to count ballots? Oh, no, New York. Is it New York?
New York.
They just found 10,000. Oh, yeah, it was New York. They found 10,000 more ballots they forgot to count. Why is this?
Well, Maryland is. Yeah, I was going to say Maryland, it's the same way. I mean, I'm a resident of Florida. I vote in Florida. And Florida, you have to show them your ID. The only issue with Florida that a lot of people are still upset about is that in some counties in the state of Florida, they have the machines. And we all know about the machines. Right. People have called for Governor DeSantis to remove all of the machines. And President Trump says if he gets in there, he'll eliminate all the machines. It's one day voting, paper ballots, count them on the day. And peace be done. And I was just in Florida voting for the primary for the presidential election. Like, why did we have to put our ballot through a machine? It's a presidential election for the president. You know, President Trump got 80% of the vote. Why couldn't we just hand count the ballots? Why did they have to go into a machine?
Right.
So it's all these questions, you know, that have to be answered. But in Maryland, when I was working with Tim, there was a lot of interference that went on in 2020. And I was a campaign manager. It took Tim and I a week and a half to 2 weeks to go in and watch them count the ballots. We saw people sleeping while they were counting the ballots. We saw people wearing Biden and Harris gear, which is illegal. And I can tell you in Baltimore City, especially, not all of the ballots were counted. Mm-hmm. We're finding out now years later that all of a sudden all these mail-in ballots are coming in 2020. And then Tim actually had the most provisional ballots out of all of the people that were running in his race, because like you said, people would go in to vote for Tim in person and they were told, oh, we already have your ballot. Your vote's already been counted, but you can fill out a provisional ballot, even though it doesn't get counted. They usually count the first attempt.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of irregularities happen. And in Maryland, they do not require a photo ID. So wow. Illegals can go in, can walk in there. 17-year-olds can walk in there. I mean, we have to get these things fixed immediately, or the cheating and the rigging is just going to continue on.
Yeah, I didn't mean to trail off on another conversation, but if you wanted to, I just want to make sure we're getting in what you want to get in on the show here.
No, that's so great. That was great.
Well, and I'm a good friends with Dr. Douglas Frank and Frank Douglas, and he's an awesome guy. And one of the biggest things that he showed me is that, you know, on the old tablet, like I have a tablet here on the desk that I use to help watch the show with, and I'm monitoring the comments. He said that because of voter registrations on the tablet, they're able to intercept and see how many people have voted and who has voted. And if there's somebody on there that hasn't voted, that's how they get their list of people to go in and say, oh, my name is James Price and I'm here to vote. And I can just make that, you know, just say James Price if I don't have to show ID. Well, that means that I get to vote for James Price because he obviously wasn't going to vote. And then if I come in late at the end of the day, say, oh, man, I just finally got here to vote. My name is James Price. I'd like to vote. Sorry, sir, you already voted. See, this is where that people don't realize these tablets where they do the voter registration on electronics is really the biggest step for them to be able to cheat because they can see who hasn't voted.
Yeah, I 100% wholeheartedly agree with you. 100%.
Yeah.
That's horrible. And I remember when I was watching people count the ballots, even electronically, you know, I saw, you know, people not pressing the right buttons correctly. I saw things switch from D to R. I mean, we all saw this. We saw this in the 2016 election. We saw this in the 2020 election. People electronically pressed Donald Trump's name and all of a sudden it switched to Biden. We saw that in Michigan.
Right.
I mean, this is just insane. It's proven evidence. And unfortunately, if you say that, you know, bad things happen to you. And because they silence you, they silence the truth. Look what's happening with Peter Navarro right now. He's in jail.
Right.
And Peter Navarro did a lot of studies on election integrity.
Yeah.
So it's a real issue. It's a real problem. And we got to get it right. And the problem is if we wait till the cheating is already done, then we're, again, 50 years behind.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and there's another problem with that is that, you know, we talk about the voter registers are obviously loaded up with people who don't exist or they're dead or whatever, or moved, you know, that's very disingenuous. Well, we just can't take people off of there. Well, okay. But if you go in, let's say if you go, now, when's the last time you re-registered your driver's license? When was the last time you did that?
Probably like a few years ago.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years. It has to be renewed like every 6 years or.
Right.
Arizona did a lifetime. They did up to 65 because they have too many people. They couldn't handle it. And Arizona does up to 65. But when you go to renew your driver's license, you renew your voter registration, right? They ask you, would you like to register to vote? Are you registered to vote? Do you want to make any changes? Nope, I'm good. Well, the thing is if you've updated your driver's license, but you haven't updated your driver's license in the allotted amount of time, let's say 6 years is the, I think it's state of Kansas is 6 years, and I'm not sure what it's like for Florida. But let me say it's 6 years. Well, if I haven't had a new driver's license in 7 years, I get taken off the voter roll. I don't see why that is such a stretch of the imagination. And if I want to be re-registered, I can go in and redo that, correct? I mean, why does that seem so hard? It's like, oh, and then the whole thing, let me add to that. The whole thing with black people not being able to access the internet to get IDs, that's really racist. I don't know why they allow that conversation to be had at all.
I agree with you. I think that's disgusting. And I agree with you. That is 100% racist. That is insane. That's just an excuse. But again, if we don't ask for photo ID, that's where the cheating happens. And then like in Maryland, for example, you have one person voting in Baltimore City, and then they drive to another precinct, another district, they drive to Baltimore County, and they vote for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
these things have happened. They have been proven time and time again, but you know, nothing ever happens. Everyone, I think, saw 2,000 mules. You know, what has come from that? What happened in Georgia? How all of a sudden these people pull out like these ballots out of nowhere in the middle of the night at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, or no, sorry, 11:30 at night, 11:30 midnight.
After the toilet overflowed middle of the day, yeah. They said there was a water leak in the middle of the night.
Let me talk about the toilet overflowing. If there was a massive toilet overflow, they would have evacuated everybody.
Yeah, but that actually happened in the middle of the day. They've that timeline's been disproved already. It's just sad. I mean, and the thing is, I don't know. I guess that you look back, even you can say, well, people sided with the Patriots when they had the deflate gate, right? Well, it's okay to deflate the ball a little bit, or it's okay to have it overinflated a little bit. I mean, I guess there's just and the human nature of things, when you pick a side, as long as your side's winning, it's okay they cheated. Is that what we're up against?
I mean, it's like, if you say the person cheated, if you say the election was rigged, you go to jail, or you get in trouble, mm-hmm. or they silence you, or they think you're a quack, right. or they think there's something mentally off with you. I can tell you one person in Maryland who has literally written the book on election integrity. His name is William Newton, and he wrote MD 2020 W Watch. Everything that man has proven, or everything that man has written, has been proven, mm-hmm. and it's going to be proven out in 2024. And he wrote something called Sumter Ha, and it lays out exactly from 2020 to 2022 to now, and even before then, about the election system and how it has been so flawed. Mm-hmm. Over the years, and how it needs to be fixed. And I encourage everybody to go on Facebook and look up William Newton and read MD 2020 Watch, because that is his life's work. And right. he extensively researches. Nothing is opinion. It's all fact. He extensively researches what he puts out, and nothing that he's ever written has ever been disputed.
Wow.
And all of his stuff has been put in multiple state GOP houses nationwide. He actually, I can tell you from personal experience, he called out the issues that were going on in Florida with the former supervisor of elections, Brenda Snipes,
right.
Down in Broward County. That was a big thing. But all of his stuff has been sent to President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, former Congressman Chris Kobach, Sarah Palin knows of his research as well, and so does Carrie Lake.
Right.
So the guy is credible. He's a very big, credible resource, and I advise everybody to go and look up his research.
Absolutely. Well, what do you got coming up for events with your different candidates, things that are coming up here real soon? I mean, we're kind of past the primary. Has Maryland had their primary? You guys already had your primary.
No, not yet. No, their primary is May 14th. Okay. So actually, that's funny. So we're putting a lot of events together now. We have some events coming up April 18th, April 23rd, May 2nd, all in the Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and Frederick County areas. We're doing an event up in Mount Washington as well. We have some other great events. Tim Daysmaker is an elected official. He helps out with all the small businesses that are in the area. So he's doing like a small business grand opening in June with a place called Pollock Johnny's. And he's been emceeing a lot of different small businesses all over his district. He's coming on tomorrow, so he'll give you a little bit more information about that.
Yeah.
But we're just, plugging away. And I can just tell you that the Rhino Republicans and the Socialist Democrats are a detriment to our nation.
Yes.
Those are the ones that are trying to hurt President Trump. Those are the ones that are trying to infiltrate our government. And they don't care about anybody else but themselves. It's all about, money, power, and greed for them. And they're the ones that don't want term limits. They're the ones that want to stay there forever and ever and ruin our nation. So our job as we the people is to get those people out and to call them out and to, term them out and to make sure that we have free and fair elections. That's what it's all about. And that is the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So for you, you're going to be traveling around with these different candidates and stuff. Now, are you wanting to bring on more candidates, or able to do that right now, or what's your mission?
Yeah, bring on more candidates. Definitely. I own my own political consulting firm. I am not owned by anybody else but myself. So anybody that, needs advice, anybody that needs help with their campaign on the state and federal level, please email me, levineconsulting.co. That's levineconsulting.co. It's a 30-minute free consultation. And I would love to work with the candidate on whatever capacity. I know fundraising is the biggest problem right now for a lot of candidates out there. But I do pretty much everything from fundraising to social media to actually running your entire campaign.
Right.
So I'd love to have any new candidate. I would love to work with them.
Yeah, no, that's great that you're able to do that. Well, and again, this is where you have actually, now we got introduced when I was on the radio, didn't we? Or did I have,
yeah.
I back when I was still on the radio at KQAM and AM and FM, I was, I think I had you on then, didn't I? It's been a while.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. It's been a long time.
Yeah, no, this is crazy that we've been doing this for a while. I just didn't even, I just was thinking about that, how long we've actually been hanging around with each other. And we always get to see each other at different big events and stuff like that. So anyway, so for you and Tim, now you said you had another candidate coming up?
Yeah, so I have two. So I have John Thorman. He's running for MDCD2 Congress, and then, or excuse me, House of Representatives, and then Lori Friend. So Lori Friend is running for the United States Senate in Maryland. So two Maryland candidates that I'm working specifically with. And I have multiple, and then I always work with the incumbent senators and incumbent congressmen as well, specifically in Florida. Congressman Greg Stube is my congressman in Sarasota County. He's great. And I've always helped him and supported him. He's a fabulous congressman in my district. I do a lot of work with Matt, with Congressman Matt Gaetz, and then my U.S. Senator, Rick Scott, he's up for re-election as well. Right. He's a great U.S. Senator. He's wanting to become the new Senate majority leader. If the Senate takes back, if the Republicans take back the Senate. So that's something that I know he's vying for.
Yeah.
And of course, Representative or U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, she's up for re-election as well, and Senate Hawley. These are great people, and Ted Cruz. These are great senators that need to be re-elected. I know the establishment and then the rhinos and the Democrats want to get them out, but they need to stay in for six more years because they're doing a great job, and we need them in there.
Right, right. Well, again, that's we got this battle coming up, guys, and we have to continue to be in this battle. As you're going through this, do you see what is the other side giving Tim right now? What are they doing? Are they attacking him, or what's the deal for those guys?
Well, it's funny. So the establishment, the Rhino Republicans have no reason to attack Mr. Faisenbaker because the establishment Republicans in Annapolis, the state delegates and the state senators, they voted this huge tax hike. For Marylanders, huge. One particular delegate who lives in Tim's district, and Tim will talk about that more tomorrow night, he was advised by other delegates not to vote for this big tax hike, and he did. And right. he said that we need to trust the process, and he basically told his constituents, who are Tim's constituents, by the way, to, quote, move on.
Right.
And it's really sad because Marylanders are suffering as it is, and now he's going to put an additional tax on almost everything, additional tax on drivers, additional tax on construction workers, additional taxes on small business owners. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, there's a meme going around about this guy because he claims he's a, quote, pastor. It says, God bless taxes.
Yeah.
And it's a great meme because he basically prayed for higher taxes for his state, and he got them.
Wow.
And people are actually not happy with this delegate. They're very upset. They have messaged Tim, and they've messaged me, and they said, we're never voting for this delegate ever again. So the Rhino establishment, the Rhino Republicans in Maryland have no reason to attack Mr. Faisenbaker anymore because they all voted for the worst tax hike ever and hurt Marylanders very much.
Well, and imagine that. You know, when I ran for office and all that, I got ran over because I was too much of a freedom guy, I guess, is the problem. But when we go down through how these people go out and vote for more taxes, I have yet to understand why they don't understand that doesn't work. It doesn't work to take blood out of the body. It doesn't work to take 2-3 quarts or whatever, or pints or whatever it is they take out of you. You start to become weak. You can't function. You don't have the ability to do things. But that's what taxes are. It's just sucking the lifeblood out of the people.
I agree with you on that. And the thing is with this delegate is he's big fans of the new socialist Democrat governor, Wes Moore. Wes Moore was backed and funded by Obama, Biden, and Oprah Winfrey and George Soros.
Right.
So I think, and actually the delegates, one of his sons actually said, Governor Wes Moore is going to be the president. So I think his father is looking for maybe a job if, God forbid, Wes Moore becomes the president of the United States in 2028.
Right. Wow.
And that's why he's voting with him and he's siding with him and he did the prayer for him and he just loves him.
Wow.
And it's really bad. It's really bad. This delegate also voted for illegals to have health care in Maryland, which is insane. And this delegate also voted for affordable housing, Section 8, in some of those beautiful areas in Baltimore County. And he wants to try to destroy Fort Howard, which is a beautiful piece of land that, Tim has been fighting for since before I knew him. They want to destroy that land and put in Section 8 and halfway housing, and God knows what you get in there.
Oh, absolutely. It's a mess. John Kennedy asks, does she think there's any defeating Steny Hoyer? I don't think I'm saying that name.
No, you said,
Steny.
sorry. I'll be honest. I mean, we did have a redistricting, but his district is very tough. It's very hardcore Democrat. I don't want to be negative to the person that's, running on the Republican side. But it's going to take a lot of effort to get somebody to outseat him. That's all I can say about that.
No, I get it, and it's a tough deal when you're trying to say, well, we want our guy to win, but when the establishment's stacking the deck, our guy could be just. I mean, look, okay, seriously, if you put Jesus Christ on the ballot, literally, I mean, I don't know how he's not basically metaphorically on the ballot every single time, but I mean, even that guy would have, the Democrats going against him, or it's or fighting over him to say that he's on their side or whatever. But again, I don't, these people just destroy human beings because the ideology is different, but yet these people are destroying America and how we can actually flourish and be amazing. I again, Maryland's not that big of a place, and I don't think Maryland's got a lot of extra money. And I don't know why everybody's running around and handing out gift cards like we got extra to give away. I don't think that you guys are any better shape in Maryland than anywhere else in the country. But again, this whole entitlement thing is really dangerous. Now, I will say I keep hearing this over and over again, and this is something I said in 2016 when I found this research out, that the kids that graduated in 2020 are actually the very tip of the spear, the 18-year-olds at that time are the tip of the spear of the most conservative movement in America. And I know that wave is coming. We're only a few years out. These kids are only 22 and 23 years old now. But are you seeing where you're seeing a younger generation wanting to get involved, or are you seeing that wave that we're talking about? Have you gotten the statistics on that?
Yeah, I don't have the statistics on that, but I can agree with you on that. And I can assure you that, yes, more young people ages 18 to 25 are getting involved. And now that we have this new RNC, because Trump has basically turned and made it his own, you're going to see a lot more young people getting involved with the RNC. And that's what Trump will do, and what, well, I shouldn't say Trump, but Laura Trump and Michael Whatley will do, hopefully, is weed out all of those rhinos, all of those, people, all those, what do you call, Rona McDaniel holdovers, get rid of them all and put in real conservatives and put in, like, real kids that, support, that know our Constitution, that, support President Trump, support his values, put America, support the America First values, because that's what be done. I mean, I've said it, we need a makeover of the RNC, a complete makeover of the RNC. And also, we need to make sure to endorse and support all of our, Republican nominees, especially the most conservative ones. I think that's the issue when we go into the general election, and what we had, especially in Maryland, is that not all of the Republican nominees were endorsed and supported. I worked a lot with the Virginia races. I hate to say it, Governor Glenn Youngkin and Rona McDaniel did not support and endorse all of the Republican nominees in Virginia, which hurt them. And they had the money to fund them as well. And they should have supported and endorsed all of the Republican nominees, regardless if you like the person or not. We have to come together as one, and that's how you have to do it. And anyone that wants to try to hurt President Trump in the RNC convention, anyone that has filed for delegate for President Trump and is trying to infiltrate and trying to hurt him, just don't even bother showing up, because the president and his team know who you are.
Well, and imagine this. We got these called super delegates now. We got a cheat on top of a cheat, on top of a manipulation, on top of a lie, on top of a, I mean, it's always just something, right? These super delegates. And now this is where the Democrats are saying that this is their safety valve for the pedo Joe we were dealing with in the office. And so we go, oh, okay, well, pedo Joe, well, boy, if things aren't going too well, we're just going to go and do the, oops, super delegates didn't like him, and oh, it was out of our control, and oh, here we got, someone else. So the sad part of it is I don't even think Trump even knows who his opponent really is going to be at this point, and that really, in a lot of ways, can cause a hesitancy which I say he who hesitates dies, but, you know, that's a statement I make, like pulling out in front of traffic, you know, either go or don't go, right? Let me ask you a quick question. I let everybody know that you are Jewish descent, and so I don't think that's a secret you've ever hid, but why is it that we're hearing like this trend of, well, blacks vote Democrat, Hispanics vote Democrat, Asians vote Democrat, Jewish people vote Democrat? Why is that a default for the Jewish religion, or is it religion, or is it heritage? Are we saying that because you're Jewish heritage, you vote Democrat, or because you're Jewish religion, you vote Democrat? I wanted to hear that, you know, those two subjects separately.
I've never been asked that question before. So that's a very interesting question. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it has to do, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, of course. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with the Jewish heritage, with the Jewish background, in my opinion. A lot of Holocaust survivors, you know, became Democrat in America because of FDR and Harry Truman and then JFK. But what people need to understand is that the Democratic Party of FDR and Harry Truman and JFK is not the same. It's very, very different. It's this far left socialist wing party. And then you have the Chucky Schumers of the world and the Jerry Nadlers of the world and the Debbie Wasserman Schultz of the world that do not represent you. And then you have these Jewish socialist Democrats in our government, like Merrick Garland and Anthony Blinken and Mayorkas. They do not represent me as a Jew. So I have this thing that I do on Facebook, and some people like it and some people don't, but I don't care. It's I call out like a certain liberal socialist Jewish person. And I say hashtag not my Jew, or hashtag never a Jew, or hashtag not my pure Jew, because they don't represent me.
Right.
They don't. And they don't represent all of the Jewish religion either. And they don't represent how all Jewish people think and feel. It's actually a small minority that is trying to be the majority.
Yeah.
So my job, and I worked with an organization, I still work with them, called Jexit Inc., stands for Jews Jexiting the Democratic Party. It's to get Jewish people to, quote, wake up and to Jexit or exit the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And my organization's been very successful with that. In 2016 with Trump, and 2020 with Trump, and I worked with Governor Ron DeSantis. We were very successful in the Jewish vote with the governor. And you're going to start to see, you may not hear it now, but you're going to start to see now, because of October 7th, you're going to start to see more Jewish people actually either switch parties to Republican, or they're going to vote Republican in the general. Right. Because they're seeing what's going on, and they see all this anti-Semitism happening, and they're tired of it. They've really hashtag had enough.
Yeah.
And my hope is that more Jewish people vote Republican, because in Israel, for example, with the American Israelis, they all voted for Trump. 98% voted for Trump in 2016. 98% voted for Trump in 2020, and they're all going to vote for Trump in 2024.
Right.
So that is what the American Israelis would love to see, is that the Jewish Americans vote like them, because October 7th was a come together moment for Jews across the country and all over the world. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start to see more Jewish people, in my opinion, vote Republican come 2024.
So I guess that's one more question I have to ask. So there's, I got too many fingers out. Sorry, it's not that many subjects. So you have Jewish religion, Jewish heritage, and then you have Israelis, right? So that's even a third sect, right? That's even the third part of that same pie. But why do they always say Jews, or the Jewish, you know, the Jewish vote? This is just a big pile of, you know, Jews over here, but we're not, I mean, all Israelites are not Jewish, right? I mean, I would just have to assume that. People that are Israelites are not always like, oh, I'm always a Jew because I was born. I mean, it doesn't, like, being American doesn't mean that you're a Baptist. That doesn't work that way. But so we have the Israel, and you brought that up. So the Israelites, the Jews, and then we have the Jewish heritage. So I just, it just gets very, I just don't like it that we keep putting a lot of things into a bag. And then we're like, oh, well, you know, brown people, you know, oh, we don't want to upset the brown. Like, why is that even a thing when we talk about how our religions or our votes or our racism, it really just wastes a lot of time arguing about things that don't matter.
Well, it's the stereotypes too. And that's what I really love about President Trump, is that he got rid of all those stereotypes, because he said to the African-American community, what the hell do you have to lose? He says it to the Jewish community all the time. What the hell do you have to lose? And I've argued this, just because you're Jewish or you're black or you're gay doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat.
Right.
You vote for the person, you don't vote for the party. And Trump brought that out of everybody and said, it is not the party, it is the person.
Yeah.
And And he, well, he in a, in an effect, in a way, he opened up my eyes too to be like, he's right. It's not about the party, it's about the person.
Yeah.
Me personally, when I go to vote for someone, I want to know that they support Israel, that they support the Jewish community, that they want to help Israel. That's one of the reasons why I voted for Trump. That's one of the
Right.
reasons why I voted for a lot of people for president, is because of their support for Israel. That's me personally, and also the
Right.
economy. That's another thing that's very important to me.
Yeah.
But again, and it didn't, again, regardless of party, regardless of party, I voted for President Trump because of those main issues. The fact that he's a Republican, that I'm a Republican, yes, that's a good thing, but it's, but at the end of the day, and Trump proved this, it's not about the party, it's about the person. And I tell people, stop looking at the party, look at the person.
Right. Well, I tell you, I always say that they, and that's what I say a lot, is they, that it's what's between your legs, what color your skin is, and what you do in your bedroom. That's how they divide us. Those are the three basic things. So it's like, oh, well, you're that color, or you do this in your bedroom, or, again, it's like, whoa, well, you're a man, or you're a woman, or you're his, this, whatever the thing they are now. But that's the problem, is we keep doing all this divisiveness, right? Tearing ourselves apart. And then I've really had to adjust my barometer, which is my feelings on things. It's the storms are coming or ebbing. I have people that I come up to me now with holes in their face and color in their hair, and I'm like, they're like, yeah, Trump, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't compute. Like, why are you like saying that? Like, doesn't make sense that you're not the right person to say that. But I'm having to see that now there's a lot of people that are saying that Trump is the better answer, and they're saying, well, no, I'm a Democrat. I've always voted Democrat, but I'm not going to vote for anybody but Trump because I've seen what they did with this, this, and this. So they have a laundry list of things or causes, right? I don't say I'm a Republican. I say I'm a conservative. And
Me
yes,
too.
I register under Republican because it tends to align with mostly where I'm at. But I tell you, libertarian, I wish libertarians can kind of get their stuff in a row here, so we could start voting for them, because the libertarian point of view is really the constitutional republic point of view. Is, the government's limited by the Constitution. You go do you. I'm not paying for your crap. You're not paying for mine. Everybody go home and do their thing, right? And I just wish we could all get back to letting everybody have their freedoms, and just size down the government. That's the libertarian platform, and I really want to say I think we should be there. But I wish the Republicans would talk more like a libertarian, as opposed to, warmongers wanting to go out and, start more wars.
Yeah, and making us spend how much money for Ukraine and Russia? Or excuse me, I should
$300
say,
billion. We have
it's
sent Ukraine $300 billion.
crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, $300
Crazy.
billion. For what?
And that's had the biggest, that's why the Russians had the biggest terrorist attack in Moscow that they've had in a very long time.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but Biden sent the money over to Ukraine, and now they're saying that it Ukrainians that actually did that.
Yeah.
So that's why I go back to the speculation that, there's a chance that Biden wants us to go into a war with Russia.
Oh, well, and again, this creates the chaos, so we're not paying attention to the people that are stealing from us, right? Oh, we're going to war. Don't worry about it. You can't buy anything, or you can't do this or that. But yet here we are. I mean, we just keep going down this path of letting the warmongers beat the drums of war, and then we all run right into it. But I think that even the conservative among us, the guys who usually pick up the guns and ready to go, are going, eh, maybe not today. Maybe not. I mean, the army missed their the recruitment. Did you? They missed the recruitment, and then they downscaled the recruitment numbers so that it looks like they didn't miss their recruitment number. Did you see that?
I didn't see that,
Yeah,
but that's insane.
the army missed their Marines were the only one that hit their quota where they were wanting to be naturally. Everybody else lowered their numbers so it looked like they made their numbers. It's just sad that we're doing this whole thing and over again. Well, we got a couple of minutes before I got to get you out of here, so I can do my final monologue for the day. The stage is all yours. You got about 3, 4 minutes. You can just go on.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to mention, again, I own my own political consulting from LevineConsulting.co. I work with state and federal races. And we have to we have to really vet our candidates, and we have to really not turn a blind eye if we see something, if we hear something, if there's a false flag, just because somebody tells you, well, this person's going to win the nomination, or that person's going to, or we need to stand behind this person. Like, you as the individual my lesson is don't be a follower, be a leader. You know, take it upon yourself to get to know that person, to meet that person, to sit down with them. Don't listen to other people's rhetoric. Don't judge a book by its cover either. If you're not sure about somebody, call them up, email them, sit down, have a cup of coffee with them, get to know them first and foremost. I had women say to me, you know, have you ever met President Trump before? Have you ever seen him? Is he really this like womanizer person that like the Democrats and the rhinos have said about him? Or is he really just like a really nice guy? And then one lady said, I would love to meet Trump because I think he's just a really nice guy. And again, you have to go and go down to Mar-a-Lago or go to Bedminster, wherever he is, and meet the guy and see him and just see how he interacts with people to really assess before you already say he's a this and a that. And I know a lot of people that have never gone to Trump's rallies and they finally go to one of his rallies and they're like, you know what? This guy's really cool. I feel like he's my best friend. I feel like I've known the guy for 20 years.
Right.
So don't judge somebody before you've actually met the person or seen them in action, because again, and actions speak louder than words too.
Right.
And again, we all have to be leaders. We should not be followers. You all should make the assessment for yourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and again, this is the time to be a part of, you know, something, right? I mean, this is, guys, if there was ever a time to have something to go out there and fight for, there's a lot of things laying around. Just pick up a gun and run, you know, and that's a metaphor for war. But sometimes, you know, there was one, I'm trying to think about Mel Gibson movie with him. He was talking about, he asked his, sergeant goes, why aren't you carrying a rifle? He goes, there'll be plenty there when it comes time for me to need one, meaning that there'll be plenty of bodies laying around. So we've got a lot of bodies laying around, a lot of discourse, a lot of bad things going on in the government around us. Pick up a cause and run with it. There's a lot of things out there. Something's going to hit your heart, whether it's the abortions we do globally, and we've just paid for another $300 million in global abortions. You pick a cause, guys, whatever it is, and understand that this is the government you're paying for that you need to fight against and say, listen, not today, not anymore. We can't do this anymore. I don't want my tax dollars going to abortions. I'm done with that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
All right. Well, it was awesome having you. I appreciate you being here. It's been good to see you again. And I'll send out Tim's link here in a few minutes after the show, and we'll get that taken care of. So thank you for everything you've been doing, and keep up the good fight. I appreciate what you do. And you've always got a great smile. So thank you for being out there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. It was a pleasure.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Well, that was a great interview. And again, it's one of those things where we continue to keep doing the same old silly stuff over and over again. We find ourselves right where we've always started. And again, we don't have to play that game. We don't have to play into what they're doing. I wish that we would actually see these things and say, listen, this is our world and this is my country and I want to run this way. I don't think we're so far off. Honestly, if I got a group of people in one room and said, you know, just kind of put down some basic title blocks of topics, I think that we're all basically on the same side. Now, do we all have the same drop down of how we're going to get it done? No, because that's where the details come in, right? But the overall topics are really all the same. The overall assumptions of what we want for an outcome are all the same. We all have that same feeling, but when it comes down to the lawyerese and the people that are trying to figure out a way to make sure their client in the future doesn't get hamstringed for this law, or they make sure that there's a loophole for their buddy to get more money out of a contract, or their buddy is going to be able to qualify for that contract, this is where selfishness gets involved. This is where the heart, the ego, the selfish nature of us, that's where it comes in, and we get involved in these things, and we have to not let ourselves fall for those traps. And again, this is a continuation of where we find ourselves. We got to be better than those things, but we don't. We get all caught up in the, I want to say, she said, he said, and here we are, and we find ourselves in nowhere land. We don't do anything. Nothing gets done. So guys, in your day, in your life, understand that your effort and your mouth is everything. Your intentions, putting your heart in the right place, where we talk about here on the Jim Price Show, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's how we fix this, guys. That's how we do it. Now, we have to make sure we have those conversations with the pink and purple hair ones, too, and the blue hairs out there, you know, the ones that we all think are crazy. We still have to have these conversations. We still have to put it out there. We still have to be the difference makers. So again, guys, this is where we want to make sure that we are really paying attention to what's going on in the world around us and live life with purpose. Wake up tomorrow, brush your teeth with the opposite hand of what you always do. do something different. If you don't, if you shampoo first, then soap your body first and then shampoo, whatever it is, try to break it up a little bit and see that while you do that, you'll start noticing things in your life to make better decisions. That's the first step, guys. It has nothing to do with you going out and trying to build the pyramids. It's just that one day that you break away from the programming that you've been so built into. I do it for myself. I constantly question myself. I constantly think about the things I should or shouldn't do. And I find myself trying to change those things when I see the programming fall in place. And there's too many times our emotions get ahead of us, and we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be, you know, oh, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, I can't. I'm not good enough. I'm not articulate enough. You know, I can't do this. Guys, here's the thing. $10 to your to the Jim Price Show, or $10 to whatever the whatever candidates in your area. You know, these are the little things, guys. $10 times 1,000 adds up, correct? But the problem is, if you don't ever make that one effort, then that first $10 never comes in. It never happens. And then how do you expect other people to fall in line? How do you expect that candidate to be successful? And guys, if we don't have a country, I don't care if you got $1 million. Or $1 billion, or you got no dollars, okay? None of that stuff's going to make any, it's not going to be worth anything. Look at Venezuela. Have we all forgot about what Venezuela's gone through in the last 14, 15 years? When they took the guns away from the people, and then just 3-4 years ago, they were running people over in the streets with military vehicles. They were using their currency as toilet paper. They were using their currency as just trash. It was worthless. Where do you think we're going? We did that to Venezuela. America did that to Venezuela. Where do you think we're going now? Remember in 2012 is when Obama said that we could turn the propaganda machine towards us. What do you think they've been doing for the last 12 years, guys? How do you think it was so such an eye-opener to people that Hillary Clinton could lose that election? People were wailing and crying, didn't show up to work because their girl didn't make the election. And yes, I do believe Russia blocked the cheat in that 2016 election. I still believe that today, and I always believe that. And I think that's going to come out in the annals of history. I think we'll see that that's out there. We'll find out that Russia's not the enemy, that we keep trying to make them. They're not the enemy, guys. They don't do GMOs in their country at all. And we're out here figuring out how to make fabricated meat out of gunk. Think about it, guys. Think about the priorities of the people around you and the things we're doing. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. Great comments. Great interaction today. Thank you so much, Edward, Lindsay, Jonathan, John Kerry, Tanya Price. Ken was here as well. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Guys, it's been great to have you. It's been great to be a part of everything you guys are doing. And thank you so much for all the support you guys do. Ken Rising out there, John Kennedy, Edward, you guys are all been amazing. Edward, it was great talking to you last week about your health stuff and things you're going through. I hope that we can help you get onto that path of health and be more amazing and be the best you can be. That's what we're here about. We're all about making sure your spirit, your heart, and your life, and you just everything is way better, because the happier you are and the longer you live, it screws up their plan, guys. I'm telling you hands down right now. And they are depopulating us exponentially like you've never seen in your life. It is absolutely part of the course. Remember, Rockefeller said when they broke apart Standard Oil into 36 different companies, he said he would destroy America. And I think he's doing a very good job of it, because the legacy of what we're dealing with, the FBI, the school system, the AMA, all these other things are destroying and tearing us apart chemically, socially, spiritually. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. So thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.